Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston has a theater company that puts on productions you won't find anywhere else. It's dedicated to presenting Asian American stories in two languages. Its founder is Allison Chu, who's one of 10 local artists we're profiling this week. WBUR's Solon Kelleher went to a rehearsal and heard Chu limber up with the Chinese Mandarin equivalent of "She Sells Seashells." Here's his report.
Walk through the halls of Boston Center for the Arts, where Tron Stage rehearses, and you may hear vocal warm-ups that sound like this. That's a Mandarin tongue twister coming out the mouth of Allison Chu. They are the founder of Tron Stage, the country's first theater company dedicated to telling Asian American stories bilingually and transculturally. Chu is a 26-year-old queer Chinese American immigrant. And although they're now leading this grassroots Boston theater company, their story begins in northeastern China, where Chu first fell in love with American storytelling.
James Taylor, Alison Krauss, Dixie Chicks, The Carpenters, and of course, very early on Taylor Swift era. There's a story, there's a person, there's basically a whole life behind every single story, every single song. In music, I was able to see the other side of the world that I've never been to.
But listening alone wasn't enough for Chu, who from half a world away felt beckoned by the likes of the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Shenandoah River. Chu wanted to be an American country music singer.
When I was about 12, I started to beg my parents to let me go to the U.S. for high school. And then eventually, after 2 years, they actually let me.
Chu moved to Tennessee to be close to Nashville in the music scene. But coming to the United States made Chu see themselves in an entirely new way.
I saw myself as Asian for the very first time. Because, you know, when you're China, everybody else looked like you. I landed and I realized, oh, I'm different.
Chu started auditioning for school plays, getting small parts as they were still learning English. When a teacher asked Chu to compose music for a production of Almost Maine, they had a breakthrough.
It was one of the few times that I felt like, you know, this, I probably actually belong to this. I felt like a director. I felt like I had control. I felt like I had a voice for once.
Chu enrolled in a BFA program at Emerson. And when they were struggling to see themselves represented, they launched Tron Stage to tell stories by and for the greater Asian American community in Boston.
I saw myself like, I'm a bilingual creative. I can direct, I do dramaturgy. What am I equipped of to offer to the community to change the situation?
5 years in, Tron Stage's mission is to cultivate joyful and challenging Asian American stories that pioneer a new activism in the arts. And maintaining that type of community takes work.
So this is where we rehearse. Right now, today, we're in for some Asian American Playwrights Collective Play Fest.
Chu lets the playwrights determine how a story should intertwine Mandarin and English. Last year, Tron Stage put on a dark comedy. The company performed the same show over 2 weekends, one weekend in English and the other in Mandarin. Here, a cast rehearses in English for a story about the busing of Chinese American students to schools outside of Chinatown.
We have no choice.
We're not in China anymore.
I know.
We can speak out here, even if we don't know English.
That's actors Jenny Lee and Mordecai Choi. As a Korean-American actor, Lee recalls searching for opportunities in Boston.
And so I was deep diving on the internet. I was looking into, like, is there, like, Asian American theater in Boston? And literally everything I could find had Allison's name on it. It was like, Allison. I was like, who is this woman? She's incredible.
Only a few years after arriving in America and giving up on their dream of country music, Chu still tells American stories, just in the form of theater rather than music. At Tron Stage, those stories are an opportunity to build a sense of community.
We're hoping to change who gets to see American theater, who gets to feel belonging and joy and be in community with each other in the theater spaces.
For Chu, it's important that audiences walk away from a Tron Stage show feeling Boston has a place for Asian American immigrants and the dreams they bring with them too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Solon Kelleher.
Music makes pictures and often tells stories. All of it.
Country boy John Denver, one of Allison Chu's favorite artists growing up in China. To read more about Chu and to see more of the artists we're featuring this week, visit WBUR.org. And tomorrow morning, listen for our story on a painter whose murals give residents of Roxbury a sense of belonging.